It's time for the Business of Sports Minute, brought to you by Southern Company, building the future of energy.
Joining us on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line, Kyle Wade, President, CEO of Atlanta Community Food Bank. Kyle, how you guys hanging tough right now? Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, we're hanging tough. You know, this is an incredible situation, unprecedented, that we're all trying to navigate together. It's the most challenging thing we at the food bank have ever faced. You know, we've lived through, in our 40 years, 9/11 and Hurricane Katrina and the Great Recession, and this just this is more challenging than all those things. We are working super hard to get food to people who need it right now, and we're moving a lot of food, but we know that this is going to be a big challenge for many months to come, and the community is really stepping up to help us be prepared for that long-term response to need in our community.
Well, Kyle, when you think about it, there's a lot of times where people are going hungry. They're going hungry because of a job situation. They're going hungry because maybe some sort of a natural disaster or something like that. This is completely different because it's affecting people that aren't normally affected, maybe by unemployment. You have a whole different clientele who you're trying to be able to service. How do you even know how to do it?
Yeah, so, you know, we got to remember that on March 10th, we were already in a community that had hundreds of thousands of people who rely on our help to get the food that they need for the reasons that you described. Starting the next day, we've seen that need in the community go up significantly. We've seen a 300% increase in the number of people coming to our website looking for help. We've got a texting system that allows people to look up food pantries that's had more than 2,000 inquiries just in the last few days. And so on our side, you know, we've got this amazing network of partners that get food from us and deliver it to folks in local communities. We already distribute 75 million pounds of food a year through that partner network. So we've got scale, we've got resources. We're just now having to really aggressively go out and get more food inventory. We're increasing our delivery capacity. We're doing everything we can to help our partners continue to operate safely and as efficiently as possible. And we're doing everything we can to protect our own staff so that we can continue to stay in operation. So it's a big logistical enterprise that we're navigating right now. But thankfully, we've got the relationships and the partnerships that are allowing us to be successful so far.
Atlanta Community Food Bank, that website, acfb.org. And, Kyle, what about the kids not being in school? There's another concern that some of the kids need your help.
That's a huge one of the many challenges right now. So you're talking about in our core five counties around Atlanta, hundreds of thousands of children who are typically on the free or reduced school lunch program. They rely on meals at school to get the food that they need. They're out of school now. These school districts have stepped up in a lot of different ways to keep some of their cafeterias open to provide food to kids and families so they can take them home. But we are supplementing that. We have arrangements with five local school districts where we're delivering 10,000 pounds of food each week to about 23 different school sites. So that's about 250,000 pounds a week that we're delivering to supplement what those cafeterias are providing to help, literally thousands of kids and families get access to the food that they really desperately need right now. You know, there's just so much complexity to this because if you think about the restaurant industry, if you think about our airport, you think about hotels, so many folks now have lost hours or been laid off. And as John said a moment ago, people who didn't need help, you know, on March 10th now suddenly find themselves in a position they never thought they'd be in. And that's just requiring us to work overtime to support our community.
Is not being callous or anything, cash is still the king right now. If somebody's listening to this right now, it would be a great way to be able to donate cash, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the best way people can support our effort is truly to to give us a financial donation. There are a lot of reasons for that. Particularly, we can turn every dollar that's donated to us into about four meals that we can provide to the community. You know, if you go down to the grocery store and buy a can of food, if they've got any on the shelves right now, and donate to us, we can take that same dollar and get about nine cans of food. And so it's just the scale that we can operate at with the relationships we have with food donors and, you know, brokers that get access to food. Your dollar will go farther if you give it to us than if you try to use it yourself. So please go to our website, acfb.org, make a donation, and we will put it to good use.
Kyle Wade, President and CEO of Atlanta Community Food Bank, on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker Line. Thanks for your time today. Best of luck out there.
Well, thank you so much. And just if you know somebody who needs help, we have a texting system. You can text the word find food to the number 888-976-2232. That's 888-976-2232. And it will provide you with three nearby food distribution sites where folks can go get help.
Kyle, that's awesome.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
That was this week's Business of Sports Minutes, brought to you by our friends at Southern Company. Southern Company is proud to call Atlanta home and is committed to building the future of energy in all the communities they serve.